I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. This week on the show, we're hearing stories from a country we don't often hear from, Paraguay. The World's Rupa Shenoy traveled there for our Across Women's Lives project. And today, she brings us a story about a topic that, until pretty recently, was not discussed much in Paraguay, domestic violence. This is a story about two women who made big sacrifices to help change attitudes in this deeply conservative South American country, including the attitudes of other women. And just a quick warning, there's some sensitive subject matter coming up, maybe not appropriate for everyone.
It took a long time for Andrea Valobra to realize something about her culture. She grew up knowing that women were expected to do certain duties that men didn't have to do, like cleaning and cooking. But she didn't understand the extent of the machismo until she was in her teens. Her first boyfriend raped her. Another hit and choked her.
He likes you, so he will rape you. Or he loves you too much, and that's why he will hit you.
That's what the women in her family told her.
Males are like that. They can't control themselves. Like, everyone told me that that was like a, probably like a normal thing. I was like, really? So that marked me my whole life.
We're sitting in an old cafe in Asunción, frequented by poets, film directors, and rock stars like Valobra. She became a star when she was 16, after she appeared on Rojo.
Ryan Rojo!
It's like Paraguay's version of American Idol.
I didn't win. I finished third, but that was a good thing.
Lots of people didn't like the person who came out on top. The audience was outraged that Valobra didn't win. That emotion propelled her career for a decade afterward, until Valobra decided to use her fame to talk about violence against women. She released the song, Ella, Her. It describes a woman in a house listening to the sounds of her husband arriving and fearing being beaten by him again.
She knows what's going to happen, but she can't do anything. And then I kind of try to tell that whoever loves you wouldn't do that, so you really have to get out of there. Like, take your freedom, that's all that matters, and just go away, you know?
Valobra says people told her the song was too radical. Radio stations wouldn't play it. People stopped asking her to play gigs. Big brands didn't ask her to endorse them anymore. Valobra says people accused her of demonizing men.
Some people saying, oh my God, why are you doing this? All of us men are going to feel like so bad with this song. Like, come on, we're not like that. You're overreacting.
Her career tanked. And Valobra slowly realized that she'd sacrificed mainstream success by speaking out. But online, her song was a hit. Women wrote Valobra to tell her it gave them courage to report their own abuse.
Many people write to me and come to me and tell me, I thought that I was the only one. Your song changed my life.
Valobra's message to women to stop tolerating abuse came at the same time as a murder trial that captured national attention and drove home the problem that when women do report domestic abuse, police don't always take it seriously. The trial revolved around Lucia Sandoval, a young mother of two who was beaten by her husband. And like Valobra, Sandoval says her mother told her she just had to live with it because that's how men are.
Si quieres ser una señora que tenés que perdonar, tolerar todo. Por más que siempre va a haber detractores y todo eso, porque acá sabemos que en nuestro país, acá Paraguay, es...
If you want to be a lady, you have to forgive and tolerate everything. More than anything else, Paraguay is very Catholic, so there are things that are misunderstood. People believe in the submission of women as something normal. If the church tells you it's normal, it must be.
When the abuse got worse, Sandoval finally got a restraining order against her husband. She says police told her she had to deliver it to him. She did, and they got in a scuffle. Her husband had a gun, and Sandoval says he accidentally shot himself, fatally.
Y prácticamente mis hijos se quedaron sin papá y sin mamá en un mismo momento.
My children ended up without a father or a mother in the same moment, and that was very hard because I had never been away from them before.
Eventually, Sandoval got a really lucky break. Human rights advocacy group Amnesty International got involved in her case.
Entonces, muchísima gente, la ciudadanía, es como que se solidarizó y se colocó en el lugar. Y es como que puso en la discusión.
Many concerned citizens showed empathy and put a discussion into public discourse. Because people didn't dare to talk about domestic abuse, it had always been considered as something private that needs to be dealt with at home and should be more or less hidden.
The attention forced prosecutors to admit evidence that showed Sandoval didn't have gunpowder residue on her after her husband's death, so she couldn't have shot him. When Sandoval was finally acquitted and freed, it was big news.
Tanta gente me ayudó y me apoyó. Pues yo también algo tengo que hacer, ¿verdad?
So many people supported me and helped me. I also need to give back. Now I argue, call out, and try to make things better.
Sandoval responded to every interview request and stayed in the public eye. She's become a prominent advocate and lawyer for other domestic violence victims.
Antes no podía pintarme de rojo.
And she wears red nail polish because her husband never let her. He said it was a color for prostitutes.
And now I have like 20 shades of red. I love it. Now I paint my nails whenever I want.
Velobra, the rock star, says there's been a dramatic change in Paraguay since Sandoval's case and since she released the song Ella. People are willing to talk about domestic violence. More women seem to believe that abuse is wrong. More of them are willing to join public demonstrations. And some important laws have been passed that increased protections for women.
So I was in the beginning of this, you know, because now everybody is doing it and everybody's talking about it. And I've seen videos of girls telling their stories and encourage to other people to tell your story and get out of there. We're all going to support you even though we don't know each other, because that's what we're supposed to do. And it's great to know that somehow I was part of it.
Velobra is married now with a son. She lives with her parents because she says that's what's expected of Paraguayan daughters, even rock stars. And she just released a dance song that returns to the theme of women's rights, but is less confrontational and more palatable than the Ella song, she says.
It's camouflaging a very good way for people to say, oh my God, why are you talking about this again? You know, I wore the lyrics very well, so it doesn't sound like too strong.
It's Velobra's attempt to go back into the mainstream and her way of testing just how much Paraguayans have changed. For the world, Rupa Shenoy, Asuncion.